Paul Steinhauser, speaking of eye-opening, there's not many days a year he wakes up live in Alabama. Good morning, ahead of the Big Four, the Final Four tonight. Paul reports nationally for Fox News GMI Studios. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Jack, and hello from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, University of Alabama. That's where the debate is tonight. And, yeah, we're down to four candidates. This is, Jack, this is the smallest field we've seen at this stage in a presidential primary in a long, long time. I mean, other than the Democrats in 2016, when it was only Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley, other than that, these fields have been very big. This one is really shrinking quickly. You've got DeSantis, Haley, Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie on the stage tonight. Of course, the person who's not on the stage will be former President Donald Trump, the commanding front runner. He's going to be in South Florida tonight headlining fundraisers, raising a lot of money for his campaign and his super PAC. So stay tuned. I bet you'll see a lot of attacks at Nikki Haley tonight.
And if the former South Carolina governor performs well, do you think we're going to get any local New Hampshire endorsements tomorrow?
You know, Haley is not supposed to be here in New Hampshire probably until next week. I think she's going to Iowa on Friday and Saturday. I don't know, maybe there seems to be a day open on her schedule for tomorrow. Jack, your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, is Nick Saban going to do the coin toss before the debate tonight after the big win over Georgia?
You know, I was driving around the campus here last night, drove right by Bryant-Denny Stadium. It is pretty, it's pretty cool being down here, Jack, and obviously the people are pumped over that big, big win last weekend, but yeah. This is quite a campus here.
All right, thank you, Paul.